Welcome to the Sub Pop Cult Podcast. I'm your host, Michael McGruther. There's a lot going on, but there's also not a lot going on. Isn't that kind of strange how the political narrative game comes in and out like waves of anger, waves of misinformation, but then it goes out and there's like a calm cooling period. And that fluctuation in aggravating news and then dialed down news and little pauses, that experience that you have with that schedule, that's just the media schedule going according to its own plan. And to us, it feels like things are happening and things are not happening. But really, it's just what's being broadcast to you at what time, and what is the purpose of that broadcast? Is it to agitate and draw you deeper into a political battle, or is it to let the foot off the gas just a little bit so everybody turns to their personal life, which needs their attention, and starts dealing with their kids or something else? You fill your time with something non-aggravating just long enough so that your memory gets a little bit foggy about what you were mad about just 2 weeks ago. And then the stage is set for the next fire. And the next fire comes out, and boom, everybody is glued to the screen, everybody is agitated, and everyone is reiterating bad ideas that have started somewhere else to make sure that the bad ideas are reiterated, and it becomes the new reality. So I believe that trick is coming to an end. I think people are wise to it. And one of the ways you can tell that that trick is coming to an end is the pauses are longer now. And the moments where we're agitated by the news, and I don't mean just the news as in ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean that hidden world of news agitators, the people that I call pundocrats on the right or assholes on the left, because they're all the same people. They're all doing the same thing. They're into this monetized, divisive culture that we live in, and they've all got little businesses running where they're taking advantage of the outrage. So they're outrage peddlers. I know people aren't happy with what Paul Ryan said in his speech, but his quote about outrage peddlers is absolutely legit. Outrage, as you know now, because we've been going through this for months, I've been doing this podcast every week and sort of trying to monitor and draw us into this understanding of how the outrage is turned up and down and up and down and what it does. And I think everybody knows now that I'm telling you the absolute truth. What it does is it prevents one group of people from organizing. And by preventing a group of people from organizing, the game just goes on. So it feels like the game is going to come to an end in a way that nobody understands, because we've been told all the lies so many times. And with social media, there's this bounce back where secretly some of us can whisper out into the world opposite storylines. And those things get into people's brains just like the fake storylines. And they start the individual asking questions. When those questions are asked, when people start to question everything, not just question the left or question the right, but once you start to really question every single thing that is told to you and you juxtapose it with corporate interests and the selling of products and the creation of markets, you start to realize that all the storytelling is only serving that purpose alone. It has nothing to do with what you passionately believe in. They really get us with this trick all the time by making us passionately fight for things that are only tools to the left, only tools to the right. To keep you outraged is to keep you clicking. But I want to get you outraged about something else. I want to get you outraged about the fact that you keep clicking. I want you to get pissed off at yourself for constantly being distracted by nonsense. I want you to go back and count all the years in the Trump administration that you reacted to and fought over the left's disingenuous, fake, theatrical attempts to distract us, which worked, and figure out what you could have achieved in those 4 years instead of a litany of tweets, angry articles, and essentially nothing to show for it other than empty pockets and no political power. So let me just take out my crystal ball and let's take a look at how the next 4 years are going to go. Let's take a look based on everything that we know about storytelling, narrative storytelling, and the hot button issues that never go away that are just recycled. One thing is for sure. This is, you can take this to the bank. Anytime there is a Democrat president who has won the presidency, it doesn't matter how dubious it is. It doesn't matter what the deal is with the troops, with the stealing. Just hear me out. There's a Democrat who's in office, and there's a Democrat Congress, and there's a tie in the Senate. And anytime that happens, the thing that follows it, this is crazy. You're not even going to believe it. You ready for this? A Republican president, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Senate. Go ahead, go back. Go and look at all the exchanges of power in the history of our country. Post-Civil War. That's it. As soon as one side gets everything, the other side comes right in to take it away. But something happened in modern history where the sides don't take anything away from each other. They're actually putting on a show for us and pretending to take things away from each other because behind the scenes, they're in lockstep. It's the growth of the government. There are people, of course, I believe Ted Cruz really believes what he says about constitutional law, but I also believe human nature is much stronger than people's values. I also believe that the human nature pulls, the power is unavoidable. Hey, one of the reasons why I avoid going for the Hollywood power that I had my fingers within inches of is because of its all-corrupting power, and I don't want that to happen to myself. Because the system is set up to make you end up at that conclusion anyway. That's really the unavoidable fate of anybody who goes for the brass ring. You end up getting it, and your only way to benefit from it is to grip it tighter and tighter and tighter, and then as other people try to come for it, to beat them down with a stick. I guess this is what the left says is capitalism, but it's actually not. It's greed. It's absolute human greed, and it's the human mind cleverly making the excuse that this is capitalism and this is why. It's basically saying, we as human beings on the left have zero self-control. We can't police ourselves. We can't help it. You put a candy dish in the middle of the room, and I'm going to go and take that candy because I'm hooked on it. Because my nature pulls me to it no matter what. But that's not true, because there are people who have the ability to keep themselves in check. It is the mark of a civilized, modern individual to be able to subdue their human nature, to prevent the worst of themselves from coming out. And sometimes that is understanding that you can't get too close to the fire because you're weak to it. And sometimes it's lying to yourself and saying, I'm stronger than the fire itself, so I can go and play in this sandbox. But it burns everybody. It really doesn't matter who you are. It's just the amount of time that it takes. And so while the great storylines of success are shared to us, we've all watched Bill Gates rise to the richest man in the world and be on the cover of magazines and be important, and all of that importance that was projected onto him because of this business that he built and the things that he's done. And look, he's been tossed out by the news as last week's trash, unimportant. And so the narrative behind the narrative, which really controls the realities of what a lot of us see and hear every day, used Bill Gates as a boogeyman and put him out there. The pundocrats put him out there. He was going to poison you. He's got all the farms. He's going to do all these terrible things. When it turns out, really, he's just a pervy dork who used his wealth and money to pay for strippers. He's essentially a human being, just like anyone else. So that human nature is present in everyone. And the higher up you go, and the more power you get to, the more of that you're going to find concealed within everybody. The general public, it can wear it out on the streets, you know, that you go look at social media sites and all the young people on Instagram, they're practically taking off all their clothes and pulling their legs open and saying, come get it. This is my dance move, but come get it. Just putting themselves out there. That's what's going on inside the hearts and minds of the Bill Gates of the world, too. It's just hidden. It's just hidden by layers of wealth and corporate money. Walls that you can't see through because they don't exist. So our culture needs role models, and those role models need to be good role models. But instead, what we have is a culture that is watching people grab the brass ring, become the most important, powerful person in the world to the media for a limited amount of time, and then that stage is set for the destruction of that character. It's the buildup of man and the destruction of man. It's a systematic, theatrical playing out of the truth of what happens in the world. You are not of this world, and you are not staying in this world. So the real currency, the real wealth that you have is your time. Your time is your money. So stop letting your time be robbed from you and use it towards truly building what we all say and know has to be done. We have to rebuild our American institutions locally, and then we have to grow them into the future, because the future is going to rely on the planting of new mustard seeds by people of faith who stick to the plan, stay focused on the goal, and don't waste their time getting caught up in the theater of distraction, but instead put one foot in front of the other, day after day, slowly rebuilding, rippling out like a rock tossed into a pond, so that we all intersect at a place of progress, not progressiveness, but progress, personal progress, community progress. Progress restoring the values and the way of life that we all simply need to live and live loudly for them to be restored.